stop as he forced them down as the Bearcats got out of their own end zone, and now they're looking at tacking some more points on as they're at the 40-yard line of the Deckerville Eagles.
And Lundgren, the 5'11 senior halfback, caught up with him very quickly, so some good catch-up speed there from Lundgren. It's first and 10 for the Bearcats at the Deckerville 40-yard line. Number 5, Jason Kaufman, lunges across the line of scrimmage, pushes ahead for about 2 yards, brings up second and 8.
Well, they got that the middle stuffed up, and that's why Jimmy Shaw ran off tackle on that last play and was able to get outside that halfback, and they were looking for the trap inside, and Shaw fooled them and ran off tackle.
That's right, to the left side, and got all the way down to the 40-yard line, where it's now, after a 2-yard gain from Kaufman in the T formation with Drake under center, second and 8. Drake keeps it for himself around the right side. He has blockers all the way. He's down to the 30-yard line, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and there's about 3 more blockers down, and he's finally brought down at about the 2-yard line. Drake with a 35-yard carry on the keeper.
Grant Schultz made the hit for Deckerville, but poor tackling by the Deckerville Eagles. They had 3 shots at him and didn't bring him down, so the Ubley Bearcats have put themselves in a position now to tack on some more points.
So it is Ubley leading 6-0, and they are knocking on the door. They are on the, looks like, the 2-yard line of Deckerville. First and goal for the Bearcats with a minute 55 remaining in the first quarter. 6-0 Ubley. Ubley comes out in their traditional T formation. 3 men in the backfield. Kaufman, Shaw, and Franzel. Number 12 is the third man in the backfield, and he's in, Nick Sweeney. And he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Ubley.
Again, they went off tackle again. It looks like they found the sweet spot on the Deckerville Eagles defense on both sides, and that's runoff tackle because they're stopping that trap play up inside.
And number 12, Nick Sweeney, scores on a 2-yard rush for the Bearcats, and now it is 12-0 Ubley over Deckerville with a minute 51 remaining. Ubley going for 2. So on the far right side of your radio, Ubley with the white jerseys, black pants, and black helmets with the U on the one side going for the 2-point conversion. Drake under center hands it off to number 5, Jason Kaufman. He gets pushed into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. It is now 14-0 Ubley over Deckerville. You're tuned to WLEW.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And you're tuned to WLAW. Ubley leading now 14-0 over the Deckerville Eagles. Ubley scoring quickly on both drives.
Well, I'll tell you what, now Deckerville is going to be putting themselves in a hole if they don't answer on the score in this possession, because they have shown they can drive the football, but they got to finish. And that's when they get down the scoring territory, they got to answer the bell and put some points on the board. Because if Ubley tacks on another touchdown, it's going to be hard to catch.
Absolutely. Ubley scored on just 4 plays in their first score, and then that one only took them six plays. After, it doesn't help when you have a 50-yard rush from Jimmy Shaw. This one is picked up by Deckerville at the 32-yard line and brought out to about the 39-yard line, where Deckerville will take over on downs, first and 10 for the Eagles at their own 38-yard line, according to the spot.
Brian Bland made the hit for the Bearcats. So the Deckerville Eagles will take over on their, what, you said 38-yard line?
38-yard line.
All right. So they got good field position on this one. So they're going to see. They called, a timeout there. I think Coach Brown did, and talked to his team there and said, you know, we got to get this motor going.
T formation for Deckerville. Patello under center. And it's a handoff. And he breaks a few tackles, gets out to about the 44-yard line. That's number six, Dylan Lundgren, his fourth carry of the night. Gain of six, and now he has 35 yards on the night.
And Curtis Booms made the hit for the Bearcats. But the you know, it's kind of, when I mentioned pitter-patter and so forth, I'm telling you, they're not hitting the hole with any kind of zip or giddy-up in there. They're just kind of waiting for a hold for you and I to run through, and it's not going to happen.
Flanker formation for Deckerville to the right, and there's flags on the play. Looks like some movement. This one, I'm going to guess, is against Deckerville.
Well, there was movement on the right side for the Eagles, so we'll see if they call. Yep.
Ball start on the Eagles. Push them back five more yards. It's now second and nine for the Eagles at their own 39-yard line. There's a minute six remaining in the first quarter. Ubley leading 14-0 after two quick drives from Ubley. They've only ran 10 plays on the night. Deckerville now has 15 in the books. So Deckerville comes out of the formation. Slot receiver number six to the left side. Two men in the backfield with Patello under center. Patello trying to warm those hands. And it's a handoff right down the middle. Nothing going. That's down to number 44, Andrew Estrada. And he is caught at the line of scrimmage. Nothing going there. No gain. Third and nine.
Number 11, Drake, and number 61, Kabatsky, for the Bearcats. As they said, not in my territory. I don't think so.
So, third and nine for the Eagles in their own territory. A third and long, 9 yards to go for a first down. The first down marker is at the 48-yard line in their own territory. As there's 29 seconds remaining in the first quarter, as the clock winds down, T formation for Deckerville. Patello under center, three men in the backfield moving right to left across your radio. Patello hands it off to number 44. He has room to run around the right side. Move gets about four more yards before he's brought down. He's brought down to the 43-yard line and a gain of about four.
Number 76, Josh White, made the hit for the Bearcats. So it's going to bring up a fourth down here.
Fourth and five, and that's the there's a
timeout.
Timeout on the field. So we're going to take a break as well. With 3 seconds remaining in the first quarter, it's Ubley 14, Deckerville nothing. You're tuned to WIW.
Smiling, eating, laughing. Regardless of what you use them for, your teeth are always important and should be well cared for. Hi, I'm Michael Kaufman. When it comes to straightening teeth for the long haul, orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison is the best in the thumb. My sister, my brother, and I all trusted our teeth to Dr. Larry Eggison, and we love the results. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. Dr. Eggison's is located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 269-6811. That's 269-6811. Trust your smile to orthodontic specialist Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
And back here in Deckerville, after a timeout was called with 3 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Ubley leading 14-0 over Deckerville. And Deckerville brings out the punt team. They are going to be punting right to left across your radio. They're going to be punting from the back, way back at the 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage was at the 43, and a high-flying punt to the far side with the wind, and it goes out of bounds.
Looks like they're going to spot it at the 48-yard line.
At the 50.
Yep.
So right at the 50-yard line, Ubley is going to start their drive, 50 yards for a score, and that's the end of the first quarter. So, first and 10 for the Bearcats.
Or even out.
As Ubley in the huddle, Deckerville ready to go. And now the hands are up. And that's going to now officially bring the end of the first quarter with the score of Ubley 14, Deckerville nothing after one. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back right after this.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service.